The theme we're going to explore this morning from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, is that Jesus is the only priest you need. Sometimes I am asked, am I a priest? Now, in the sense of a Christian leader in the church, the word priest is never applied in the New Testament to gospel preachers, to ministers of the gospel, to pastors of a church. You see, priest suggests sacrifice and altar. And the book of Hebrews emphasizes the once-for-all sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for sinners on the cross. That sacrifice is never repeated. Therefore, in the true Church of Jesus Christ now, there are no ongoing sacrifices for sin. So no altars, and so no priests. No, the marks of the true Church of Jesus Christ today are the preaching of the Word of God in spirit and in truth, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the exercise of biblical church discipline. So this morning we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 5, which was read for us, which speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ as our perfect high priest, the only priest we need, and his ability to deal with all our problems of sin and wandering away from God. As sinners, we need a perfect high priest, as well as someone to make a perfect sacrifice for sin as our substitute. We need a perfect mediator who is both perfect God and perfect man to reconcile sinful people like us to a holy God. And we have such a perfect high priest in Jesus Christ. Jesus, in whom we must trust for eternal salvation. Our sins incur God's righteous displeasure. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, our perfect high priest, only Jesus can save sinners like us from the wrath to come. So here the author of Hebrews is emphasizing that we cannot save ourselves. It is by God's grace alone that we are saved. He's saying that God instituted a sacrificial system and priesthood in the Old Testament, but which all pointed forward to Jesus Christ. Jesus is a priest after the order of Melchizedek, a universal and eternal priesthood. Let us then, this morning, examine the qualifications of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only priest we need, and our representative before a holy God. The first thing we're told in Hebrews chapter 5 is that the Lord Jesus Christ is a human being like us, a human high priest. Listen to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. As human beings, we need a human priest, not an angel, a human priest to save us. Indeed, there's no plan of salvation for fallen angels. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16, we read, indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. The fact that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, took on human flesh, a true human nature, all this was not an accident. It was God's plan. It was essential to God's plan that the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, took on humanity so that the God-man Jesus might be our high priest and representative before God. The result is that the Lord Jesus Christ, our human high priest, is able to identify with wandering sinners, though he himself was without sin. In a column entitled The Man and the Birds, Louis Cassels tells the story of a man who refused to attend a Christmas Eve service with his family because he did not believe in the incarnation. He just couldn't swallow the Jesus story that God came to earth as a man. God became man in Jesus Christ. So he remained at home when it began to snow. Minutes later, he heard what he thought was someone throwing snowballs against his window. Going outside to investigate, he found a flock of birds trying to fly through his window as they sought refuge from the storm. He thought they might find shelter in his barn, so he made his way there. He opened the doors and turned on the light, but the birds stayed outside. He created a trail of breadcrumbs for them to follow into the barn, but that didn't work. He tried to shoo the birds into the barn, but that effort also proved unsuccessful. If only I could be a bird myself for a few minutes. Perhaps I could then lead them to safety, he thought. At that moment, the church bells began to ring, and the man sank to his knees in the snow. Now I understand, he whispered. Now I see why Jesus had to do it. Jesus is the only priest we need. He's a human high priest, and he's secondly a sympathizing high priest. The Lord Jesus Christ is a sympathizing high priest in that every Old Testament high priest from the line of Aaron was himself a sinner. We're told in verse 2, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 2, he can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself, the priest in the Old Testament, is also subject to weakness. Yes, all through the Old Testament, the high priest and the priests were subject to weakness, surrounded by weakness, like a person swimming in polluted water is surrounded by pollution. There is a place called the Blue Lagoon in Buxton in Derbyshire, and it's sometimes described as a beauty spot, and people sometimes even swim in the water there. But listen to what some of the signs on the way to that pool of water, listen to what the signs say. Warning, polluted water, lagoon known to contain car wrecks, dead animals, excrement and rubbish. Or another sign, warning, do not enter water due to high pH levels. This can cause skin and eye irritation, stomach problems and fungal infections. And yet another sign says, think, would you swim in ammonia or bleach? You see, the priests in the Old Testament, like us, we are sin-polluted people living in a sin-polluted world. In the Old Testament, as the high priest laid his hands on the head of the animal for sacrifice, he would say something like this. He would say, "Oh God, I have committed iniquity and transgressed and sinned before you, O God. O God, forgive, I pray, the iniquities and transgressions and sins which I've committed. I've transgressed and sinned before you, I and my house." Only then was he able to minister on behalf of the people. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would first offer a sacrifice for his own sins and then sacrifice a goat for the sins of the people. The high priest would have to enter the Holy of Holies in the temple in Jerusalem twice to sprinkle the blood of those sin offerings upon the mercy seat, because he himself was a sinner. And he was able then to deal gently with those who were ignorant and erring from God's ways. But here the author of Hebrews reminds us that the whole life of the Lord Jesus Christ was one of temptation, but without sin. Just take it in that the Lord Jesus Christ, his whole life was one of temptation. And the very fact that he was the Son of God only added to that stress. He was the fullest and most vivid personality that this world has ever known. And the very richness of his human nature exposed him all the more fully to the assaults of temptation. Yet he never sinned. No one on earth before or since has ever been through such spiritual desolation and human anguish For this reason, he can help us in our moments of temptation. He is aware of our needs because he's experienced to the fullest extent the pressures and testings of life in a polluted world. He is our sympathizing high priest. Have you ever cried out to God? Cried out to God with loud cryings, even with tears. Oh God, heal me. Oh God, fix my marriage. Oh God, give me a different job. And you seem to have got the answer, no. The author of Hebrews is saying, Jesus understands that. He knew what it was to submit himself to the will of God. Isn't this one of the great challenges of the Christian life? To keep believing, to keep trusting, to submit yourself to the will of God when you don't like what is happening to you, when you don't understand what's happening to you, when you're not getting the answer to prayer that you want. But this is mind-boggling, my friends, that the author of Hebrews is saying that the second person of the Trinity, the Lord Jesus Christ, can relate to that. Jesus Christ is the Saviour you need. We are aware of our ignorance and our going astray in so many areas of life. Our home address is that of a sinner in a polluted world. And if we didn't have a Saviour who knew what it was like to live here, yet who never sinned, we wouldn't have the Saviour we need. But the author of Hebrews is telling us right here that Jesus is the Saviour we need. He's the only priest we need. A human high priest, a sympathising high priest, and then thirdly, a called high priest. It was a great honour to be a high priest of Israel in Old Testament times and to mediate between God and man. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 4 says this, "No man takes this honour to himself, but he who is called of God, just as Aaron was." A high priest was ordained to office by God himself. Some people wanted to be priests, even high priests, though God did not ordain them as such. God's response was to put an upstart to death. God will not put up those who take the honour of ministry to themselves. And it's been said that there are three types of preachers. Those who call themselves, those who are called by others, and those who are called by God. Kensett Evangelical Church has many close links with London Seminary. And when someone comes to London Seminary to train for gospel ministry, one of the questions that person is asked at interview is something like this. Tell us about God's call to Christian ministry in your own personal experience. Yes, that call has to be validated by the church that that person comes from. But a true preacher must have a sense of a personal call from God himself to enter the ministry. Without that sense of calling, no one will last long under the pressures of Christian ministry these days. Like the priests of the Old Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ is a human high priest, so he can help human beings like us. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shed in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. But unlike the Old Testament priests, the Lord Jesus Christ is sinless. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Though the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted, he never yielded. He overcame temptation. So we are told, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once, once for all, when he offered up himself. A sinful high priest needs to make atonement for himself before he can sacrifice for others. A sinful priest cannot save anyone, for a sinful priest himself needs a saviour. We need a perfect, sinless high priest, and we have one in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he was tempted in every way, just as we are, but he was victorious over every temptation. So he's able to sympathise with us in our weaknesses and help us in our time of temptation. But he's also able to save us, to rescue us from our sins. We need a mediator, a great high priest, who is both God and man, one person with two natures, who is able both to reconcile us to God and to understand and represent us. We needed a perfect sacrifice for sin, someone to die in our place as our substitute, bearing the punishment our sins deserved. The atonement made by the Lord Jesus Christ in his death on the cross has infinite efficacy. For this mediator is the God-man. We have a perfect sacrifice for sin in the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not offer an animal. He offered himself to God in our place when he died on the cross. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. Sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a saviour. Now the Lord Jesus Christ did not take this honour upon himself, but was ordained and appointed by God. And to make this point, the author of Hebrews quotes Psalm 2 verse 7. You are my son, today I have begotten you. And Psalm 110 verse 4. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. God the Father chose his eternal son to be our eternal high priest. Hebrews has already told us that the Son of God is the King eternal, a descendant of David. But the writer of Hebrews also brings out the idea that the Lord Jesus Christ is not only the King eternal, but also the High Priest eternal. Jesus is the only priest we need. He's a human high priest, a sympathizing high priest, a called high priest, and then fourthly, a suffering high priest. We learn that the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, was a suffering high priest. The Lord Jesus Christ walked the way of the cross. Isaiah 50 speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ's obedience while suffering. Listen to Isaiah chapter 50 and verses 5 to 7. This is speaking of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ who would come. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. Brothers and sisters, I hope you reject the theology that a Christian should never suffer but always enjoy prosperity and health, the prosperity so-called gospel. Such teaching is the doctrine of demons. Even the Lord Jesus Christ learned obedience by the things which he suffered. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ chose the way of suffering when obeying meant suffering to bring salvation for his people. He offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears, we are told, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. There, the specific reference is likely to be Gethsemane, where the Lord Jesus Christ experienced the anticipation of the intense agony of hell even to the point of sweating drops of blood. The Lord Jesus Christ was greatly troubled because of the eternal death he was about to face. He would die on the cross for the sin of the world. He who knew no sin was treated as the worst sinner ever, as the sins of the world were laid upon him. He was about to suffer the second death, to be forsaken by his Father and cut off from cherished communion with his Father. He was about to suffer the pains of hell. So he prayed with loud cries and tears. And we know that his prayer was heard because God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. By his obedience, he accomplished salvation for us, for all those who will put their trust in him. Jesus was a suffering high priest. He died on the cross for people like you and me. Jesus is the only priest we need. A human high priest, a sympathizing high priest, a called high priest, a suffering high priest, and then finally a perfect high priest. The Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect high priest after the order of Melchizedek, which means that his priesthood is not temporary, not like the Old Testament priesthood, but eternal. Human rebellion against God plunged the whole world into sin. The Old Testament priesthood was imperfect because of the sin of the high priest and the priests themselves. We need a high priest who is perfect, who perfectly obeyed the will of God for us. Only the Lord Jesus Christ is qualified to be our high priest. Listen to how Hebrews puts it. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Hebrews has already spoken of this. Chapter 2, verse 10, for it was fitting for him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. The Lord Jesus Christ did not move from being tempted to disobedience, like us. He moved from tempted to tested and proven obedience. He did not move from imperfection to more imperfection, like us. He moved from perfection to tested and proven perfection. He is our perfect high priest. So we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. From Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, comes eternal salvation. There is no other high priest who can represent us before the throne of God. There is no other mediator between God and human beings. There is no other saviour. He is our propitiation, the source of eternal salvation. He alone is the well of salvation to which all must come and drink. Come to me and drink, says Jesus, the great high priest, and out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. You'll know cleansing and forgiveness and pardon and peace through faith in Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ saves a sinner, he does not do so for a day or two, but for eternity. He is the source of eternal salvation. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 17 speaks of being saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. The eternal Son of God gives eternal salvation in which you can be secure. He gives salvation to all who put their trust in him. Eternal salvation is the experience of those who obey him. A secure, solid, unshakable hope of glory. And the result in that person's life is an ongoing active obedience, which is always the sign of real faith. In a Bible study called It Had to Be on a Monday, Jill Briscoe writes about the death of a Christian friend. At the start of the funeral, the deceased's man, his wife and sister stood by the coffin, greeting people. The sister kept motioning to her brother's body, saying to each person who came to greet her, "There he is, there he is." After some time, when the wife could stand it no longer, she turned to her sister-in-law and lovingly said to her, "You know, if I believed there he is, I would be miserable." And then she added, "Do you know what enables me to get through a day like this? What gets me through is that I know the truth. He isn't there. His soul is in heaven, in the very presence of God himself, because he trusted in Jesus, the Son of God, a great high priest, who died for him and rose again. His faith was in Jesus, the Saviour. My friend, that assurance can be yours too, if you trust in Jesus Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ your perfect high priest before God? So I want to say, if you're an unbeliever listening today, I urge you, I plead with you, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Saviour you need. If you're an unbeliever, the only priest, this great high priest, Jesus, who understands your sin and your weakness, Jesus, who understands what perfect submission to the will of God is, Jesus, who understands suffering, who liberates from sin all who trust in him, this is the Saviour you need, Jesus Christ. Why not trust in him? Why not come to him in faith today? And you will have eternal life and peace with God. So I urge you, trust in this great high priest as your Saviour. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ listening today, I'm urging you to keep trusting in Jesus Christ. Because we not only receive salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, we also walk by faith, not by sight. When you become a Christian, your adventure in trusting in Jesus doesn't come to an end, it just begins. You come to God by faith in Jesus Christ, and then you continue living before God by faith in Jesus Christ. And you'll go to glory by faith in Jesus Christ. So believer, struggling today with the things you're having to struggling with, things you're having to submit to, the struggles against sin that you're fighting, the suffering that you may be going through. But keep believing. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is still the Saviour you need. So trust him. Love him. Worship him. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only priest you need. He is the only priest anyone needs. And he is for you a great high priest and Saviour this morning, if you will but have him and put your trust in him. He will safely bring you home then to glory. Now let us turn to God in prayer together. Let us all pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We thank you this morning for this wonderful truth that you are the priest, the great high priest that we need, the one who represents all who trust in him before the throne of God, cleanses, pardons, washes away every stain of sin, clothes with a perfect righteousness all who trust in him. Lord Jesus, we praise you. You are the great high priest we need. And we pray that this morning many will put their trust in you and find, by faith in Jesus Christ, eternal salvation and a sure hope of glory. Oh Lord, bless your word to every person who listens today, to every person who hears your word by the work of the Holy Spirit. Bring that word home to mind and heart and life, that there may be joy in believing and great glory brought to Jesus Christ as he sees of the travail of his soul and is satisfied. So Lord Jesus, we come in your name. Father in heaven, hear us this morning and send your Holy Spirit. We ask it all In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, as we close the service this morning, receive this benediction from 1 Peter chapter 5. But may the God of all glory and the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion for ever and ever, world without end. Amen.